Let me give a couple of illustrations. In fact, I'll give one out of your experience. Now, let's be honest. How many crammed in school? Now, look, that's everyone? How many really learned how to do it well? And see, I did. I used to even kind of brag to my friends how I could figure out the teaching and testing procedure of the teacher and the grading process, see? I could kind of figure it out and then take the course of least resistance. I wouldn't even buy textbooks. I'm ashamed to say that. Really, I am, because when I got into my graduate work, I had a serious comeuppance. I tried a quick fix. I neglected so much of that solid reading, and I was into that quick fix, you know, hit it right hard at the end. But how do you make up for all those years, see? And in a matter of 3 months, I was in a hospital with ulcerated colitis. And most of my education has come in graduate studies and long after, not in my undergraduate. I did not pay the price. I was too into wanting the golden eggs I wanted, the kind of pleasurable lifestyle, and yet to get the good grades, which opened up the doors of opportunity, see? But when those doors were opened, and I didn't have the capacity to deal with the challenges at that time, that was my comeuppance. That's a very hard lesson. So what I say to my kids, don't do what I did. Do what I say. And fortunately, they bought it. They're all getting much, much better educations. They're paying the price on a daily basis. I think one of the reasons for that is what I call a three-person teaching process, where you formally or informally get them to teach you what they're learning. So it makes no difference, in a sense, if they like the teacher or the subject. That's irrelevant. You know, like, what else is new? What are you learning? You are responsible, see? It's a very, very powerful way of turning children onto education, real education, not short-term, shortcut, fake-it education. And to do it over time. See, if you do it regularly, they can't cram. They have to keep up. Then they gradually get those habit patterns, see? So it's very good, but the goose, see, got sick. Ulcerated colitis. And that wasn't redeemed in a matter of a little graduate work. It involved a lot and years of study. And continuous, and all of us need to, because the world is so changing. In fact, I suggest that you should at least have an hour with your mind every day. Really? What's that, 7 hours in a week? To read? Turn the TV way down. We developed a norm in our family, 1 hour a day max on the TV. And they all agreed. And usually, you can accumulate that if you want to see a ball game or a movie or something, but this incessant viewing of the boob tube, no reading anymore. People who don't read are no better off than people who can't read. It's a kind of enforced illiteracy. But how many can kind of relate, at least a little, to my experience? Well, that was a kind of norm or value, wasn't it? Now, you see what a value is? It's not based on a principle. You don't really develop your mind, but you do get the degree. If you want the degree, and if you want the grades, and you want the social kind of values that open doors of opportunity, then by figuring out the system and manipulating it successfully, you can do it. But you don't end up with a healthy goose which produces the golden eggs. You end up with a sick one. One that has colitis. Well, you see the difference? Now take a farm. Farm is a beautiful illustration because it's a natural setting. Can you imagine cramming on a farm? I mean, can you hear the cows at night because you're too busy to milk them? You know, you got too many other things going and you want to follow your pleasurable lifestyle. Can you imagine? Can you imagine forgetting to plant in the spring? You know, because you got so many other things going. They're important to you now. You know, flaking out all summer, then getting hold of that earth in the fall and just hitting that baby. You know, digging it, throwing the seeds in, watering, cultivating. I like that illustration because it communicates the difference between values and principles. Now, if you can attach your value to a principle, then they're synonymous. Now, why is it that it works in school but not on a farm? Think. Why does it work in school but not on the farm? Does it really work in school? Well, in a sense, yes. If your goal was to get a degree, perhaps, to get your credential, to graduate. But did it really work? Is it possible that you got your degree, but you don't have an education? Is it possible that you learned a lot and then shortly forgot it because you regurgitated it so rapidly? Is it possible that you learned to do some quick memorizing, but never learned how to think or to communicate persuasively in organized ways or to think at many levels of abstraction, to think both analytically and creatively, because the price was never paid to hone that mental saw like you did on the farm?